This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
How young were you when you first realized you liked other guys?
It wasn't clear to me until, you know, puberty. Once I hit puberty, it was just, yeah, I knew. But it was a dream that made me start to realize it. It was my principal when I was in middle school. I had a dream with him in it, and when I woke up, I was just like, oh. At first, I didn't really think anything of it, because I didn't really know what it was. I grew up in a very, in a Southern Baptist, or fundamentally Baptist, community, and they don't really talk about that. And when they do, it's nothing good. So, that's when I started to really, notice whenever our pastor would preach about homosexuality. That's when it really... Before, I didn't really pay attention to it. I didn't really understand, but then I started to. That was really weird.
When did your family find out?
They didn't find out until I was in first or second year of high school. But only one knew, and he was my cousin. And he only found out that I was gay because he told me he was gay first. So, I remember we were watching American Idol, and he just turns to me, he's like, David. And I was like, yes? I like guys. I was like, that's cool. He's like, really? You accept me? I said, yes. He's like, okay. And he turns to the television, and he says, that guy's hot too. And, I kept my identity to myself for 2 years before that, so I knew what it felt like to just not tell anyone, having no support. So it took me exactly a week after, when the next time he watched American Idol, for me to tell him. And I remember his reaction. He just got ecstatic, and he started jumping on the bed, going like, you're gay too, you're gay too, you're gay too. So yeah, that was... I told my parents, it was the beginning of sophomore year of high school. I first told my dad, and I remember thinking that my dad would react badly and my mom would be, accepting about it, but it was the exact opposite. But I think it's because my dad was prepared, because he always kind of thought... or suspected, and my mom, it just blindsided my mom. My mom did the whole Bible thumb thing, like, homosexuality is a sin, you're gonna go to hell, don't be gay, type of thing. And my dad was nice about it, but he believes it's wrong, but, you know, he will tolerate it. That's his stance on it. And the rest of my family just found out gradually. I never told them. They just found out somehow. I don't know how. I still to this day don't know how they found out. So yeah, that's it.
How involved are you with the gay community now?
Not very much. I have gay friends, but we're not really a part of a community like, you know, like a huge gay community in a city. We're not really a part of that. So I just have gay friends, but I don't consider myself, you know, like, in the community. I don't go to gay bars. I don't go to gay clubs. I don't think I've experienced the whole gay lifestyle and gay culture.
Would you like to?
Yes. Yes, but I hear things from other people who have experienced that culture, and they say it's fun, but they don't really have good things to say about other gay people. Like, they can be a little catty, they can be superficial. It's not good for someone, like, I don't know how to explain it.
So you've heard enough negative...
Yeah, there's a lot of negative. Not about the whole community, but there's enough negative comments about them that just make me a little wary. I do want to experiment. I mean, how can I not? But I'll be a little wary when I do.
I think that's wise.
Cautious.
It is a new thing to experience.
So how about you? When did you realize you were gay?
I think I was around 4, 5. I was born in San Diego, but I did grow up in New Zealand. My earliest memories were actually that of New Zealand. And I remember we were shirtless as little kids, and I don't know, I was never into girls. I always found the male body more attractive. I didn't come out to my parents until much later in life, though. But when I did come out to my friends, it turned out it was kind of obvious. Like, they kind of saw it coming. Probably because I've never been interested in girls. They'd never seen me with another girl. Never had girlfriends. And then I was always with other guys, and especially in sports. And I met my childhood sweetheart, Jorge, in high school. And we eventually did get married. And we still love each other for 7 years now.
How long were you dating?
We actually never went on a date. We always just hung out with each other and kind of knew. We were very compatible.
So you just skipped the whole dating process and just said, hey, let's get married?
Basically, we, unless you consider every time we hung out as a date, because we always did things together, and there was a third guy, Pat, he ended up being bi, and we would skateboard together, go sketching, which is where you hold on to the back of a vehicle and skateboard for faster speeds. I don't recommend it, it's not safe.
Oh, so. Yeah, I would never do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it sounds dangerous.
Too
Why
cautious.
Would you do that?
It was fun.
So when did you come, how did your family react to you coming out?
My New Zealand members that I contacted, a few of them did contact me back and said that they were supportive and accepting. And basically my entire American family, American Indian side of the family, were also accepting, except for my grandparents, who were like chiefs, you know, they're traditional old school, and they still don't accept that. When I told my parents that I was going to marry Jorge, I first told my mom, and she took it well. Then I, you know, went to the bedroom and told my dad, and as soon as I said, hey dad, I'm getting married, the first thing that came out of his mouth was, why? And then I thought he was going to say who, and so I said Jorge, and then it created an awkward moment. But he did come around, and they're also Christian people, but they're very open-minded Christian, and they realize, you know, we're not doing harm to the community, we really love each other, we're very loyal to each other, and dedicated to making it work. We both put forth effort, and we don't go to bed angry. It's one of our things. So if we're fighting, if we're angry, then we talk it out. You know, we try to sympathize, get on the same page, and that's worked really well for our relationship. We don't argue. We pretty much have very similar mindsets. So I think
so. Your parents are very much true Christians in the sense of words, and true Christians aren't bigots.
Yes, and they're very much into love. It's message of love, so it works. So my parents are very accepting that way.
It's really good. So, do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have a younger sister. She's straight.
How did she take it? You're coming out.
Actually, she knew before everyone else, because we did grow up together. We grew up in very harsh neighborhoods, so it made our bond closer because I'm always defending her. I would fight off people who would hurt her, and we got closer because of that. So when I told her, she always knew, and she was very accepting.
That's good. I have two older half-sisters, and my oldest one lives in Sacramento, and I told her first, and she was very accepting of it. But I didn't actually get a chance to tell my second sister, because I remember when one of the times my dad and I were talking about it, it was like a day or so after when I first told him. I told him to not tell her, because I wasn't ready to tell her yet, because especially at that time, that sister and I, we did not get along. So if I was going to tell her, I would need a lot more time to do it. So, but even though I asked my father to, I remember going upstairs and he just tells her, and I'm upstairs and I can hear them, and I'm just like, really, I just told you not to tell her. And I came down and we had a fight about that, and my dad left and my sister brought me into her room, and she kind of gave me this look, and there was this really long awkward silence. I remember sitting there just going, okay, are we gonna talk, because you're just sitting there staring at me. It's kind of creepy. She just said, what have I ever do to you? And I remember playing like, I'm sorry, can you elaborate? Because I don't understand what you mean by that question. And she kind of just had this long sigh. And then she's like, this is all my fault. And then she's like, just leave, David. And I remember leaving her room with the most bewildered look on my face. I did not understand what happened then. So I'm glad your sister took it very well. It's an experience someone should have. Mine was kind of weird.
Yeah, mine was like, I as I said it, it was like telling her what the weather was outside. Mm-hmm. It was apparently so obvious to her. She always knew, even though I don't, I know a lot of stereotypical gay guys like, I don't know, musicals or something, and I was never into that. I was always into sports, so I was kind of like a guy's guy, you know? So, I'm not sure how she, I guess, she's very observant, I will say that. I have a gay aunt, and when I told her, she was very joyful. her lover, Tina, have been together, I want to say, 8, 9, 10 years now. No, more like 11, 12 now. Even when Tina went through cancer, she was there. Tina defeated cancer. So that was great. And it was difficult for my mom to accept my aunt for being gay. For some reason, she was in denial for decades. I think the fact that my aunt came out as gay before me opened the way for my mom to accept me as gay later on in life. So, I thank my aunt for being a trailblazer and, you know, showing my mom that not all gays act a certain way, or not just because you're gay doesn't mean you're promiscuous or, you know, bitchy. I don't know. There's negative stereotypes that that my mom now knows that's not true. So, just a sexual preference. Has nothing to do with personality. I've met all sorts of bi, gay, lesbian men when I was active duty. And they're wonderful people. They serve our country just like the rest of the troops, you know. There's gays in Special Force. There's Navy, Marine. I've met airmen, airwomen, you know. I've seen time and time again where straight people in the military have covered for those who are not junior enlisted. I've knew three officers across the branches that were stationed stateside who ended up being trans. And they were officers. So they're in all ranks, and I'm glad now that May 5th of last year, 2011, we had a briefing at my unit to overcome how to implement the process of introducing homosexuality into the UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And so it's no longer considered grounds for dishonorable discharge, and it's no longer grounds to be turned down, to be, you know, ship out and to swear in. And you can't get Article 15 for it, so it's no longer punishable. And it's just, I've had a very positive experience in the military with my gay companions who were very, who really helped me through a difficult time, because I did come out to my parents during active duty when I was stationed, and they helped me through it and explained what I should say to my mom and dad. And in fact, I actually knew a couple of my buddies came out to their families too right before deployment, and for the most part were received very, very well. So
that's good. So is anybody else in your family gay besides your aunt?
Yeah, that's why my mom, when she said, well, I don't know if there should be, I don't know if you should marry, because, you know, traditionally it's man and woman. And my dad, he jumps in and says, well, there's lots of gays on my side of the family in New Zealand. And I didn't know that till he said that. I'm like, really? I should have come out sooner. I would have, when I was in New Zealand, I had no idea. I was a kid, and that any of my family were gay. So it kind of goes over your head. You don't really fully understand till you're older, later on in life, when you learn lessons and experience things. So,
where's your husband now?
He's in Peru.
Oh, so
I plan on being with him at all times. My favorite animal is a wolf, and they mate for life. So I like to think that we're soulmates, mating for life, and we're both logical and rational people, so we'll make it work. How about you? Do you see yourself?
I'll be alone and bitter for the rest of my life. I'm just joking. I don't know. I don't really think it's much a priority for me right now, but I mean, there's a lot of things I want to do with my life before I even think about that. Because I've only had, I guess you can call it a relationship, but it was just one, and it did not last long. And I won't go into details, but he ended it. Apparently it just didn't work out for him. And the whole experience of it just made me realize that I was a lot more insecure than I thought I was. So I could have became bitter, but I just took around and just took it as a lesson, and I kind of told myself that I wouldn't go into a relationship again until I felt that I was ready for it. So right now I'm just going to focus on my priorities. Like, I'm focusing on writing and finding more creative outlets. I want to travel. I really want to go to Scotland and the Down Under and New Zealand and all those places. Maybe not so much Japan, I'm not sure. But that's an option. But, you know, maybe someday. I don't know when. I don't know when I'll be ready, but it'll happen. I'm sure it will.
I'm sure you'll find a really great guy.
Well, I hope so. Just kidding. Yeah, that's my thought. That's all I'll say.
What kind of work do you aspire to do? A career that you're interested in
for pursuing? Writing? For writing, well, right now I'm kind of thinking about screenwriting, and then I think about writing graphic novels or Japanese manga or comic books or just novels or scripts for movies. I'm considering all of them, but it's not set in stone yet of what I really want to do. I don't really think I can't just like say I want to be this one and just go into that. I think if I want to be more versatile, I should just experiment in all of those areas.
Yeah,
so I don't really know yet.
It's always good to keep your options open.
Yes, it is. But how about you? What do you?
Well, I would like to be a graphic designer. I'm hoping that I can utilize my GI Bill to go to Art Institute and get a Bachelor of Science Game and Art Design. Till then, I'm willing to work for money, doesn't matter what. Just as long as I can keep a roof over my sister's head and take care of her and keep a home safe till Jorge comes back from Peru. And also Pat, that I mentioned earlier, who's also like a brother of mine. He's my housemate, so kind of in it together.
That's good. So to wrap this up, what advice would you give to someone who's coming out?
I would say, I think it'd be best to do it as soon as possible, because keeping it inside can really affect your psyche, and you know, you want to create good memories when you're in childhood, but if all you can think about the depression and the angst, and plus I think the longer you give someone to adjust to it, it would they'll be more accepting over time. Some people just need time to come to terms with the fact that you're actually gay. So I would do it as soon as possible. I would, you know, at first feel them out, try to be subtle, so that it doesn't kind of bitch slap them with that kind of bomb. but especially to people you consider friends and close relatives, it's very important for them to know. So
I very much agree with that. It's probably the best logical approach to it. So, but as always, there's so many different situations, so it really depends.